The Forbes interview from Podcast One just launched with the king of podcasting, Adam Carolla. On February 1st, we're dropping a new show. It's called Forbes Under 30, where we talk to young entrepreneurs, hosted by me, Steve Goldblum.
It's interesting because when you're a creator, that never leaves you. You always have this urge to want to create. Like, it's just who you are. You like the girl from Wreck-It Ralph. You knew she was a driver the whole time.
That's Martellus Bennett, one of our first guests. Who knew this NFL star was also an artist? He's that and much more. Subscribe to Under 30 on iTunes now, and be sure to give us a rating and a review.
Hey, everybody, I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk about the internet's most interesting news stories of the week with the crew here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. News AF, once again, here to talk about the actual factual news, never the fake news, never the actual craptual news, here once again to talk about the news stories that you, the listeners of News AF, have submitted to us to discuss once again. And here is our panel of esteemed News AF correspondents with Super Bowl fever, a man who is considering putting a healthy wager on this Super Bowl, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Good. I love gambling.
Yes. Yes. Who are you going to bet on, the Falcons or the Patriots?
Whoever's the underdog.
Whoever's the underdog, yeah.
Yeah, you want that sweet, sweet payout.
Sweet payout, that's right. And the man who is going to take that bet, the eye in the sky, Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Doing well. What are the symptoms of Super Bowl fever?
Boy, if you're just like thinking nonstop about the big game,
yeah,
that's chain part of
eating
it.
Tostitos.
Yes. Yeah.
This is my thoughts when you say Super Bowl. I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get invited to a party and show up for the last half of it.
Last half? You come in casually late? You come in second half?
You can't watch a full football game. That is too much TV, bro.
Tyson, you want to get in there on the first half because the second half will be nothing. It'll be the Patriots running all over the Falcons.
Oh. It looks like we have ourselves a wager here. Are you going to give me Vegas odds on the Falcons?
No, I'm not going to bet at all.
Really?
Super Bowl. I don't know enough about the teams. I just know a lot about Tom Brady because he's in the news all the time.
He's so handsome.
Yeah, he is handsome. I always go for the most handsome quarterback.
That's you always choose the most
handsome. Matt Ryan is no slouch.
Yeah, he's handsome enough too.
Not ugly or anything like that.
Okay, but does he have a supermodel wife? Maybe he does. Does he?
No, I bet. I bet, she's.
Maybe.
Yeah. She's, exemplary.
Yes.
Yeah. Wife.
She's a looker for sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
At that salary with that, that face, I'm sure he nailed, unless he dated someone from high school and he kind of chained himself to someone early on, he's probably got a hot model or someone for a wife, but I don't know. So I'm going for Tom Brady.
Yeah. Okay. Although, upon further review,
who do you think, Rob?
It could be a high school sweetheart. Could be.
Oh, you no, I mean what some stuff?
Yeah.
What football team are you going for?
Well, as a Jets fan, I think I have to be. My decision is pretty easy. Super Bowl Sunday, I'm typically very anti-Patriot. That's pretty much that's where my rooting interest comes from. Super Bowl Sunday after Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
The Patriots fans, they can't even be mad at it. Stop it. Don't get it. Yeah. Look, okay. That you guys make fun of me the other 355 days of the year. I get one day to where I at least I have a rooting interest in the game. So I appreciate the Patriots being there to give me at least some juice in rooting against the Patriots.
A reason to watch the game.
I mean, the Broncos and the Panthers last year had very little reason to watch that game. So at least I have some skin in the game. Coming up on Sunday. So, Tyson, you are just still waiting to get invited to a Super Bowl party?
Do you think I should have already been invited?
I feel like it's a sign. I mean, it's like 5 days away.
Oh, my God.
If you haven't gotten an invitation yet.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know anyone who watches the Super Bowl, Tyson?
Probably, but I don't know who they are, and that's where I can't, now I can't stick my nose in their shit and try to, work my way into their party.
Yeah.
I got my hair cut this week. And I shaved my face a little bit, and I had this I've been watching this show called John Glazer Loves Gear. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's pretty funny.
Richard Gere?
Nope. John Glazer loves regular gear. Not Richard Gere. Richard Gere, that's a different show.
Okay.
And in the last one, it's all about leisure and looking cool and being with his bros. So he goes out and buys a bunch of drop crotch pants and like some fluorescent Nike trainers and these t-shirts with long tails on them. He's like 50. And he wears that around town with a flat brim baseball cap. And he keeps telling everybody how cool and young he is. And I decided I'm too old to try and be cool anymore.
Oh, no. You gave up?
So is that why you have a wispy mustache?
Yep. That's why I have a wispy mustache. And it's why I put my drop crotch pants in the donation bin.
What?
Let some younger man be cool.
Yeah. So younger, poorer man can afford to look cool now.
So this show is a comedy, this John Glazer Loves Gear?
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
And he's like he's an older guy and he's trying to be cool?
No, he mostly goes through all of this gear stuff. And just one episode, for example, one episode is camping, one episode is hockey. He's just like, guys love their gear. And so we're going to explore these different things and introduce you to all the cool gear you could have when you do these activities.
Yeah. So, Tyson, you're facing an existential crisis right now in terms of that you are sort of like trying to decide who you are.
No, I know who I am.
Yeah.
I'm a 38-year-old man who shouldn't wear drop crotch pants anymore.
You know who needs to have this awakening? Jeff Goldblum. Yeah. We've talked about
Jeff Goldblum
saying.
Having an awakening. That's what I'm saying.
I want to have the awakening before people are on a podcast talking about me should have having the awakening already.
Yeah. So I'm
trying to nip it in the bud.
Tyson, what are drop crotch pants?
Yeah, they're like those trainers, like the sweatpants and stuff, but the crotch drops down like an extra 6 inches or a foot.
Yeah.
So you got some sag in there.
Yeah. Why do you need that?
Make them in jeans and stuff. Because they're just kind of the trend right now.
Yeah. It seems like drop crotch would be a pant choice for older men with saggier parts.
Mm. No, because you want to keep that up. You don't want that shit swinging around, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. I think, I'm done. I'm done trying to be super
cool.
This
is sad. Do you have any sad music you can play, Rob?
I'm sure we have
Tyson's transitioning into manhood.
I'm still naturally super cool. But I'm not going to try to be cooler than that. Like, I'm not trying to grow the coolness. Like, I'll keep it where it's at, but I'm not going to grow it anymore. I think I'm past growing it.
That's it? That's it, Tyson?
That sounds like the aliens on the movie we saw last night.
There comes a time in every man's life when he must realize the laughter is over. And now only tears. Tyson Apostle has reached that moment when the boy becomes the man, when the laughter ends, when the pants that sag low are donated. Tyson Apostle. This is an eulogy for young Tyson Apostle. May he rest in peace.
Oh, this is a eulogy?
Yeah. Tyson, I would think this was a bit. I would think that you were joking around because I know you so well, but you also, like, if you're not watching the YouTube video or the live stream, Tyson, you've cut your hair. You've shaved.
Yep. And I donated my drop crotch pants to we don't have Goodwill here, but we have similar. God, this music is really getting to me. Rob, it comes in steps, bro.
Tyson Apostle, so whatever date you were born, sometime in June, whenever year, to 2017. Young Tyson Apostle, may he be remembered forever for his laughter, his jokes, his quirky fashion.
And his coolness.
Godspeed, Tyson. Tyson.
Stop the music. Yeah. So, Rob, a while ago, this was a long time ago.
Yes.
It came in steps. There was a moment where I was like, I'm not going to spend substantial amounts of cash on clothing anymore. Like that. Oh, no.
Look.
Okay, yes, go on.
Okay, so that was probably like 5 years ago where I was like, there is no clothing item worth over $100.
Okay.
That's, yeah. And that was kind of my cutoff. And it even went lower, like 50, 60 bucks. So if I found stuff on sale, I'd buy it, but I would not spend the asking price for the cool stuff. And now I just realized I can't even use half the cool stuff anymore because I'm too old to wear that shit now.
So Tyson, did you give away the tuxedo t-shirt? Have you retired that?
No, but I haven't worn that since the Survivor finale.
Since you grew up? Since you had the awakening?
Oh, no.
Here's to all the clothes that will be remembered. The tuxedo t-shirt.
Can we go on to something happier?
The Led Zeppelin t-shirt. The drop crotch pants. These are the casualties of Tyson's youth. May they be remembered for the quirky clothing they were when
attire
he wore them.
Of a day gone by.
Yeah.
Tyson Apostle's former wardrobe.
There is an upside, though, guys. There's an upside.
Now you're going to get a business job and learn how to do some filing in an office?
Wrong. Just cut the music.
Tyson's getting pissed.
Here's the upside. I've decided because I'm adult enough now, I can start investing in cowboy hats. Because these stupid little baseball caps, they're just like not adult enough for me anymore. So it's going to be cowboy hats from here on out, gentlemen.
From here on out. Okay,
one
it's
second.
A new era.
Give me a second.
It's a new
Can't
era.
Can't wait for that transition. He's gone. Wait, to go
where
get
did Tyson go? Gone.
To get his cowboy hat.
Oh, he's going to go get the cowboy hat. Okay.
And when he returns, he'll be a man.
Yeah. Why?
Wow. You know what I do, Rob? I just let my wife buy all my clothes. No discussion.
That's fine. That's fine. I haven't tried to look cool in probably ever. Yeah.
I tell my wife, I said, hey, you have to be seen with me. You decide what I wear. Just buy whatever. I don't want to go to stores. I don't want to have to order things online. You dress me. Whatever.
So you've given up even harder than I have.
Yeah.
I never dress myself.
My mom dressed me until I was 27. She bought most of my clothes. Mm-hmm. And then when I got married, I gave that job to my wife because I don't care. You know?
Yeah, but
and
I feel like when we lived in Switzerland together, I kind of dressed you.
Well, whoever's closest
whoever's
to me,
with,
my mom,
whoever has
Tyson,
to be seen with Danny has to dress him.
And that makes the most sense because if I'm with you, you should dress me so that you feel comfortable being around me.
Yeah.
I like
so,
that.
Is there anybody that who would be dressing you that you would then say, this is not right. I am uncomfortable. You don't even care.
No, I think I would
veto
wear whatever
decisions?
Somebody told me.
You don't. Right. So if somebody was like, hey, you got to wear drop crotch pants and like a long tailed t-shirt with a flat brim baseball cap, you're all in.
If I trusted their opinion and they said that to me, I'd say, okay, whatever. I really don't want to go to the store, try things on. That's my one condition. But if you bring them to me, I'll put them on and wear them.
So like if you had some friend who was like really goth and like, I was like, all right, Danny, here's your cape. Here's your eyeliner.
The cape is a whole new level, though. Now we're talking about accessories. I'm more into just the basic layer of clothing.
When Tyson says, Danny, okay, here's your cowboy hat. Here's your chaps.
I'm wondering what he's grooming me for, right? Because what's going on there? Why is he giving me chaps? I don't even own a horse.
Here's your vest, right.
And then next time, it's no pants. It's just the chaps. I'm like, Tyson, well, you forgot to give me my pants. He's like, no. I didn't.
This
just
is what I feel comfortable with.
Bro.
No, I didn't forget anything.
Okay. Well, let's get into talking about some big Super Bowl party happenings, which are going on. By the way, who is the local team for you guys? Who do most people who follow professional football root for in Utah?
I think I saw
the Broncos.
I saw a map of the United States loyalties to football team, and I think we were Broncos.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So no Broncos this Sunday. But here's a big story that's happening. Many of our listeners sent us this story about Tostitos is making some news as they are teaming up with Uber to prevent drunk driving on Super Bowl Sunday. A new Tostitos bag is equipped with mini sensors that detect alcohol if the holder blows into it. If the bag turns red, it gives you a $10 discount on an Uber for that day. Now, Danny, is this a good idea?
Sounds like it's encouraging you to get over the limit, right?
Is
it going to be a challenge to see who can blow the bag red?
Right. Tyson.
Wait, what?
If you were enjoying a bag of Tostitos, do you want a
and
drunk
Danny
person
was sitting there blowing it red?
Blowing into it?
No. And also, how much is this? How much is this bag of Doritos going to cost?
Well, first of all, it's Tostitos, not Doritos.
How much is this bag of Tostitos going to cost?
Less than the fine you get for driving drunk.
Can we get a price check on the breathalyzer Tostitos on the News AF? Thank you.
Guys, what if I just sprayed into my mouth some Bianca?
Wow.
I think that's what it was called, right? That mouth spray?
I believe it's Bianca. I don't know who Bianca is. Yeah.
Well, Bianca, if I spray some Bianca juice into my mouth and then I breathe on the bag, Bianca. Could I get a false positive? Bianca. I think Rob is right. Yeah, it's Bianca.
Yeah.
Bianca is
could I get
the
a false positive? You know, could you get the $10 discount without drinking for those of us who are teetotalers or whatever it is? Could I do that? Spray that into my mouth, breathe onto the bag, and then get a $10 discount? Is there a way to beat the system?
Well, yeah, I think that you could probably get a friend who is inebriated to also get you the $10 Uber discount.
Oh, my God. Listen to this.
Yeah.
I go from Super Bowl party to Super Bowl party drunk as I'll get out, because yes. I have this cowboy hat on. People will know that I'm probably super drunk. I'll blow in those Tostito bags for $5, saving them still $5 on their Uber ride. You hit, 600 of those an hour, 600 times $5. How much is that?
That's a lot of money. Yeah, Tyson. Wait, hold on. But my question is, how are you getting from party to party if you're wasted?
Oh, geez, you have to take a bag with you. To get your own Uber, or you just hitch a ride with somebody who's do a shared Uber to the next location.
Okay, but now you're losing money on the Ubers that you're constantly having just to hire.
Right. You're not losing money on them because you're blowing in the bag and getting them.
Hmm. Now, Danny, are you going to get killed on the surge pricing going on during Super Bowl Sunday?
Yeah, what's $10 off of $500 just to go 10 blocks, right? Yeah. Surge pricing can be insanely expensive.
Yeah. And I don't know. Is Tostitos doing this with all of their products?
I only saw one bag.
I don't know that a can of dip would work that well as a breathalyzer.
Yeah.
But I mean, if they did it to the bag. But honestly, how are they? What does this bag have? Like a pH strip in it or something? It's got to be some super cheap mechanism that's really bad for the environment when you throw it in a landfill.
Yeah.
Think about what kind of PR snafu they'd have if instead of a breathalyzer, they had done some kind of blood test where you get some of your blood onto the bag.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. It was smart of them to go with the breathalyzer, although I think it might be less effective. I think the blood test would have been more accurate, but I think that would have caused a mess.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If I roll into a party and there's an open bag of Tostitos with a breathalyzer on it, I'm not going to eat any of that. But if I take the bag or if the bag's unopened and I see it open and I watch it carefully, like I'm a guy who will go to a party and watch the dip. And I will eat the guac until somebody double dips, and then I may as well just go home.
Wow, you're that concerned about the double dipping?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know you were
I won't approach anybody on it unless I paid or brought the dip.
Mm-hmm.
But I will. Yeah, I will. I will say something if I'm the one that invested in it. But I will just go. I'll just be done.
Is it all this time hanging out with Danny that's turned you into also a germaphobe?
No, I've always been like that.
Wow. Even on Survivor.
No, Survivor's the one time that I'm not a germaphobe.
Okay.
What if a drunk guy goes into a grocery store and just breathes on all the bags and ruins them, right? Does that completely just make the bag worthless?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. That's probably what they're counting on is a bunch of people having to rebuy extra bags of Tostitos as these drunk guys are making them worthless.
The gross thing is now the bag has some drunk guy's spittle all over it from breathing on it. Now you can't even touch the bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Danny, do you think that this idea of Tostitos partnering up with Uber will reverse some of the bad publicity that Uber has received over the last couple days? Many people on social media have called for a movement to delete Uber after they made some comments that were supportive of the immigration ban.
Here's the problem Uber is going to have. You have these people blowing on the bags, right? Then they call Uber, whatever. Then they get into this guy's car with super Dorito cheese hands touching all the upholstery.
No, Tostito hands.
Are they just Tostitos, not Doritos?
Yeah.
Oh, Tostito hands. Okay, so what?
They still have tons also. Of
salt and dip in their hands because they've been touching finger foods, and now they're touching this guy's immaculate car.
And they're on the verge
car.
Of vomiting because they're drunk.
Yeah, they've got this stomach full of chips and guac, and that's all coming up. I think it's going to result in a lot of fights.
A lot of fights.
And then it's going to hurt Uber's image more than anything they've done, you know, in this past week.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe they could get some people back after they all deleted. A lot of people deleted the Uber app, Tyson.
Yeah. And Lyft has actually gone the other way and said they're going to donate $1 million over the next 4 years to the
ACLU.
ACLU.
But is that the move where Uber is like, okay, you deleted our app, but when you're drunk, you'll add us back? It's sort of like the they'll get like a drunk added from the app store, Danny.
Yeah, like when your inhibitions are gone.
Yes,
right. A lot of bad things can happen, and one of those bad things might be the reinstalling of Uber.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
Here's what
it could be.
Do people add a lot of apps when they're drunk, Tyson? I have this app on my phone. I don't even remember adding it.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Who got me a bunch of Uber rides? Yeah.
So, we'll see.
It'll be interesting to see how it works. But I'm guessing, I don't know. If somebody experiences it, we can have our listeners tell us how it
went,
next
week, let us know if anybody ends up using the Tostitos breathalyzer bag to get an Uber discount. Let us know about that.
Or film themselves doing the breathalyzer, maybe, and sharing it on our Facebook.
And by the way, if you buy and eat those Tostitos lime chips, which I don't know if those will have the breathalyzer thing on it,
Rachel does.
Your hands get a gritty kind of film.
It's a real film.
It's
a film on your fingertips of lime and whatever the oil.
Yeah,
they
so
use
you
to
get into an Uber
too.
Driver, you get into an Uber car with that, and you touch
those
hands.
You're definitely liming it up.
That's going to result in a fist fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
A greasy fist fight.
Greasy fist fight. All right. So let's talk about another problem people are potentially having with their phones, where there is a new scam that is across multiple states where a telemarketer calls up and asks, "Can you hear me?" And then when the victim answers in the affirmative, they use that sound clip to authorize charges on credit card bills. Now, as a podcaster, I am especially concerned, Danny. What if somebody is building like a soundboard of all of us to authorize all sorts of things?
Or create incriminating sound bites.
Yes. Like, oh, I've said it.
Our wives.
Yeah. You don't want to say answer in the affirmative ever.
You don't want to answer anything but super, super direct. So when they're like, "Can you hear me?" you have to be like, "I can hear you."
Or answer
it
in
has
Spanish.
To be like,
yeah.
So specific. No, I think C.
C.
It has to be so specific to the question that it's going to be ridiculous. Our language has been shortened due to all these emojis, but now it's going to lengthen because our responses have to be so exact and precise that it's now everything's going to take longer.
Right, when you're talking to Siri, you're talking to Alexa, and you're talking to your Google, and so you have to answer in certain ways, but you're saying that we should be mixing it up or we should not be mixing it up?
Mixing what up?
Like, should we be trying to use other words so that the hackers can't grab sound bites?
Like, can you hear me? And Tyson, if someone calls and says that, you just go, affirmative.
Yep.
No. No.
Yep.
Affirmative is also a yes. You have to say, "I can hear you."
Oh, okay. Now I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
A lengthy non-one-word response.
Correct. It can't be a one-word general response.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yes. My ears are picking up the sound of your voice.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't say yes.
Yeah, I screwed that up. I need to practice.
Yeah. Come on, guys. These scammers are going to get all of you. Dude, I just thought of a business idea. Are you kidding me? Open up a consultation firm where you, or even just you can do an app where you type in the question they're asking you and it gives you the answer you can give.
Boy, that's
in
a
the
lot
affirmative
typing.
Or the negative.
Can I just
what?
Hold the app up to the phone? Can I run the app in the background and then the app will just tell me how to answer? Yeah.
If it's a scam number, the app automatically starts running and converses directly with, and then it's not your voice. So when they use the recording, it doesn't work. So when they're like, can you hear me? And you're like, I can hear you. And they're like, what? How are they having
can
a
I pick
robot
like Morgan Freeman
robot?
Or David Attenborough as my voice?
Yeah, both of them are, I think, yeah, they're available to do that. And you can personally hire them, or we could probably have the app hire them and be universal to all. So if you're wealthy enough, you can hire whoever you want, and we'll get in touch with them. And if you're not, we'll just have people like Pauly Shore will do one. And
are your services available, Tyson?
Yeah, my services will be available because I'm the creator of the app, obviously. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm the brainchild. It's
and Tyson's
brainchild.
A lot more mature this year,
I'm
2017.
I'm more mature now.
So he's going to give greater, better responses for this type of an app.
More professional.
I get so many telemarketer calls at my house. I feel like on some days I might get like four or five telemarketer calls from all sorts of unknown numbers that I don't know. What's happened, but things that like this has really just skyrocketed the last couple of months.
Have I shared with you how to get rid of the telemarketers?
How do you do it?
I go along with them and get real excited about their product. And then when it comes time to pay and give credit card info, I tell them I'm only 16 and don't have a credit card, but I know where my mom keeps hers. It's very illegal for them to peddle to someone under 18.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, similarly, what I've done a lot of times just for fun is I will answer the phone and then give it to Dominic, and he will is happy to engage the salesperson on the phone, where he'll get into like, hello, Dominic speaking. And then they're like, is your mom or dad there? And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, and the guy, please, is the man or the lady of the house available? He's like, this is Dominic.
Yeah, what you need to do is
very fun.
You need to teach Dominic to claim that phone as his. Because once he claims it as his, they start marking it like, this is a little kid's phone, and we'll get in big trouble.
Yeah, so it's a lot of stuff going on with the phone. Just don't answer it. Unless it's somebody you know, don't answer an unknown phone number anymore. That's over.
Yeah, that's my rule. I don't any number that doesn't bring up a name, I don't answer.
That's it. Sorry.
Terrible for business.
Phone had a good run, but it's over. It's over. Okay. Here's a interesting story for all you sweets lovers out there, Danny, that the Japanese study has confirmed that eating ice cream for breakfast can improve brain function, including alertness and mental performance. Are you in?
You know who is already aware of the benefits of ice cream for breakfast?
Who?
Warren Buffett.
Well, he invented See's Candy, or he owns See's Candy.
I read
an article a while ago about his dietary habits, and even though a more recent one came out that contradicted this, I'm going to go with the old article. It says that every morning he has Coke and ice cream for breakfast. My kind of guy. Wow. So if a billionaire is eating Coke and ice cream for breakfast, and now we have this study from Japan, I think the science is settled. And McDonald's should just serve ice cream.
McFlurries?
Yeah, McFlurries for breakfast. Yeah. But I did read yesterday that he actually has the same stuff for breakfast, and it's also from McDonald's, and he spends $3.80 if he feels rich, and $2.94 if he feels poor that morning at McDonald's.
Is it just because nobody can tell Warren Buffett this is a bad idea? Is that what's happening here?
Dude, are you going to tell a guy who's worth $74 billion not to eat ice cream and Coke for breakfast?
Yes, you are.
Do you think he funded this study?
Yes.
He's definitely got the money for it. We should really follow the money trail to see if this leads back to
Warren Buffett.
Berkshire Hathaway.
Well, you know, Tyson, that for years we have all these like sugary cereals like Frosted Flakes, and people's like, oh, you go with like, look at this garbage that we're giving our kids. We got to change everything, take all of the sugar out of the cereal. Now, we've completely undone this, Tyson.
Yeah, it's crazy. And if you read further down that article, it says that the sugar rush that kids feel when they go to school is not a thing.
Yeah, it's not a thing. I've read that, too.
What's not a thing? They don't have a sugar rush?
There's no such thing as a sugar high.
Mm. I give my kid candy and he's like running around the house like a crazy person. I think there's something there.
Why would the Japanese study this? Are they a big ice cream in the morning type of a culture?
I don't know.
Are they? I don't even know. I don't even know if Japan is an ice cream country.
Look,
you don't really hear about ice cream. You hear about gelato, you know, Italy. You hear about a couple other places, but Japan, ice cream?
Yeah, it's interesting. Let's see.
Maybe it's
that's why we need a Japanese correspondent.
We had a guy offer his services to us on Facebook. Lives in Japan. He was discussing the burger vote at McDonald's, and he offered his services. It might be worthwhile to kind of tap into that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll see if we can get to the bottom of this. But Tyson, are you going to change things up? Are you going to start giving Bergen ice cream for breakfast?
No, I feel like that would kill her the rest of the day for her. Then for lunch, you're like, here, have some fruit and vegetables. And she'd be like, no, I just want some more ice cream.
Yeah.
And also, like, maybe Japanese ice cream is different.
Oh.
Maybe it's made with, like, Kobe beef milk. We don't know.
Or kale.
Yeah, or seaweed. Mm-hmm. Like, they somehow reprocess seaweed. Hmm. We need our Japanese correspondent to get on Facebook and let us know if the ice cream in Japan is identical to the ice cream in the U.S.
That's a great question.
Because I know they have the mochi balls, and the mochi is surrounded in gelatin, like a gelatin substance. And gelatin, as we know, is good for the nails and the hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, and also, I think it's good for brain function stuff. So maybe it's the gelatin if they're eating mochi for breakfast.
Okay. All right. Let me just take a moment and thank our sponsor on this episode of the podcast. And those are the good people at refinancedance.com. Because if you owe less than $625,000 on your home, you need to know about refinancedance.com. Tyson, you're an adult now. You need to know about these adult topics, grown-up stuff.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yep.
At refinancedance.com, they have some surprising information for homeowners. Did you know qualified homeowners can take advantage of Congress's once-in-a-lifetime mortgage relief program called HARP? The program itself is totally free, doesn't add any cost to your refi. That's jargon for, you know, in the biz for refinancing. The only bad news is that, like most government benefits, this program will eventually expire. Homeowners who act before the program expires this year can take advantage of the greatest mortgage reduction program in U.S. history. HARP is a program with really no downside. It helps qualified homeowners get better, more affordable mortgages, and responsible homeowners have used HARP to eliminate up to 15 years of mortgage payments, cut their interest rates in half, or have simply lowered their monthly payments and saved up to $4,100 a year. If you want to know more about HARP and the shocking amount you can save by refinancing, connect with the lenders at refinancedance.com, a name that'll make you smile and savings that'll make you dance. Refinancedance.com. That's refinancedance.com. Well, let's talk about a big bust that happened over the past week over at a Burger King. We always like to cover the latest in fast food industry news. And two enterprising Burger King employees had a new service that they were planning to offer at the Burger King drive-thru. Customers would ask for their fries extra crispy. And when asked for the extra crispy fries, they would end up getting a marijuana distributed to them. They could buy weed at the Burger King drive-thru if they were speaking to a certain employee. They would ask, is Nasty Boy working? And if it was, if it was in the affirmative, then they could get extra crispy fries, which was code for buying weed. Tyson, was this brilliant?
It was pretty good, actually. I think that it's not a... the thing is if you're going to be a weed dealer and you still live at home with your parents, then you got to have a cover. And so his cover was Burger King. But the thing is if you're at work all day, it's hard to sell weed when you're doing a real job. So he learned how to combine the two. And not a terrible execution, but, I mean, he got caught in the end. So, come on, Nasty Boy.
Yeah. Big problem with this is I don't want a guy named Nasty Boy handling my food. Doesn't sound...
Well, what about your weed? Would you trust him to handle your weed?
Well, weed... is he handling the roll-up paper or whatever that is? because Nasty Boy kind of is telling me that his hygiene habits are less than awesome. The other thing is, what's next? We're going to have people, you know, selling their handmade dolls out our drive-through windows. Is it going to become like a portal for people
like
who
Etsy?
Do DIYs at home? Yeah, like a new Etsy at the Burger King window. You got
Would that be as frowned upon, Danny?
Well, I think you got. Well, you have to decide. Either you're going to stomp out this entrepreneurial spirit, or you're going to let it blossom. And I think that Burger King has decided to come down pretty hard on Nasty Boy. But all he was trying to do is make an extra dime.
Yeah. Dime bag, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm still confused as exactly how this works. So, okay, even if you know the code of, okay, is Nasty Boy working? Yes. Could I get my fries extra crispy? Then, you know, they still have to ring you up. And so is it like, all right, that'll be, 12, 18, and then 20 extra? You know, like, how did that transaction go down? They just knew also everybody was like in on it.
The manager's like, wow, a lot of requests for Nasty Boy. Who is Nasty Boy? Oh, that's Steven.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Steven. He goes by Nasty Boy, but it's only like the weirdos that ask for him. And most of the time, they don't even have enough cash for food. Or if they do, they're digging change out of their
A lot of the people
seats.
Asking for Nasty Boy yeah. are driving away from the drive-thru after finding out he's not there.
Yeah. So this is Nasty Boy behind me. He's a 20-year-old named Garrett Norris.
Oh, he does look nasty.
Yeah, that is Nasty Boy. He also in on this was the shift manager, Megan Dearborn. I believe is also a young person.
Nasty.
I think she might only be 19. Yeah.
How nasty do you think she is?
She's in on this. So I guess nasty. But
you know what though? I feel for Nasty Boy. It's
yeah, why?
Dangerous selling that stuff out on the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, out there on the street, he can get beat up, stabbed, robbed. Whatever, right? But behind the drive-thru window, he has some protection. It's kind of like a safe space for selling drugs.
Yeah. You know, you give it to him for being enterprising. You know, mm-hmm. this was an outside-of-the-box idea. I believe they ended up getting busted when somebody actually did want extra crispy fries. I think that was the problem. That was where they ended up serving someone who did not want the marijuana, which they ended up putting like in a coffee cup. That was the move to serve the people that wanted to come through the Burger King drive-thru. But yeah, that was the problem for Nasty Boy.
Nasty Boy has a bit of a neck beard going on, and that for me is a bad sign.
Bad sign for Nasty Boy. Yeah, you would think that he would need a hairnet for that.
A hairnet
also.
For that neck beard. It's getting down.
Yeah,
there.
But you really are going to trust somebody to sell you weed that doesn't have a neck beard?
Is a neck beard a requirement for someone selling weed?
I feel like it probably kind of is. I mean, that's where it clashes because the food service industry, you definitely don't want someone with a nerd anywhere near you. But
do they make a hair net for the beard?
Yes, I've seen that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that this guy was the coolest guy at this Burger King, Danny?
I mean, he's working the window, so
yeah.
Probably
were they
not.
Dating? Was this a couple?
Dating, maybe not, but performing activities for
a little
some
bit
weed.
Like a Bonnie and Clyde thing. You know, maybe she likes the danger; he's the nasty boy.
Yeah, imagine the conversation with their mom. I'm dating Nasty Boy.
He's a nasty boy. Isn't there a song that has that line in it?
Janet Jackson. Yeah,
that's what I thought.
Yes.
Oh, you think he's a Janet Jackson fan?
Dude, are you kidding me? He's a human, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, we'll see. No word on who has replaced Nasty Boy at the Burger King drive-thru.
As the weed dealer?
Yes.
As the token weed dealer at Burger King?
Do you think when they're hiring the next person, they're going to ask him, do you have any nicknames? And maybe pick the person based on their nicknames?
He pose you this theory. What if Burger King is actually the one selling weed? And they hire a dude to come in and sell it for him, and he has to take the fall if they get caught.
He's the patsy.
Mm-hmm.
He's the patsy, but corporate's like, guys, here's where the money's at. The money's not in $1.99 burgers.
Yeah, it's not in dollar hot dogs.
It's not in dollar hot dogs.
It's in extra crispy fries, wink, wink, around the big old table at the boardroom. Mm-hmm.
Well, Danny, this is making a lot of sense. Marijuana is a huge industry. That do you think that a big conglomerate like Burger King is trying to get their beak wet?
You know, I never trusted the King. He's in those commercials. He looks shifty AF. And if anybody's going to be selling weed, it's probably the King.
Yeah.
You think the King is more likely to sell weed than the Hamburglar?
The Hamburglar, his MO is pretty straightforward. He steals hamburgers. With the King, we don't know what he does.
Yeah, but where does the Hamburglar work that appetite up to even feel like he needs to steal hamburgers? He's got the munchies so bad it's gooing out of his every orifice.
Yeah. I mean, is there any sort of a check on the powers of the Burger King? I mean, that as a monarch, does he have absolute free reign to make whatever rules he wants?
That could be. You know what, though? It's all starting to make sense. How has Burger King managed to stay open and relevant all this time when nobody seems to like their burgers? I know there's a lot of people out there who do, but I'm just speaking the people I know. Nobody eats there. And now it makes sense. They've gone from burgers to weed, and that's how they're keeping their doors open.
Want me to tell you something?
What?
I used to eat 2 Whoppers a day for lunch.
Yeah, I liked Whoppers in high school too. And then I just recently, meaning over the last maybe 10 years.
Your palate matured.
It got gross. I palate matured, much like your clothing sense matured just recently.
So when Danny and I hang out, I won't wear drop crotch pants, and he refuses to go to Burger King.
So, Tyson, when you would eat 2 Whoppers a day, was that at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Because they were at 99 cents.
Yeah.
And so instead of getting fries or a drink or anything, you just double up on the Whoppers.
That's a lot of meat.
Oh. You know,
that's a lot of bread.
Atkins was popular back then.
Yeah. With the bun, you ate the whole thing? It wasn't like any sort of like no carb thing?
No, I ate the whole thing, but I was a swimmer in high school, so I swam twice a day.
Yeah, Phelps does
swimming
that.
Swimming like 4 hours a day.
You know who else does that? Cochran, I think, does like, he'll eat like 4 quarter pounders in a sitting.
Yeah, but that's all he eats for like 4 days.
It's like a snake.
Yeah.
he doesn't chew them because they digest slower if they're in a solid mass.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what's going to help you with 2 Whoppers? Some extra crispy fries beforehand, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, really get the appetite up.
It is the perfect combination, though. If you're going to sell weed, sell it with some food.
Yeah. Why didn't they, and this I feel like would be a better cover, Burger King, here's a business idea for you. Fry all of your fries in THC oil, then people get the munchies and want to eat more of your food.
They're already gone, though. They already left Burger King. By the time they're going to, you know, that's going to kick in.
Yeah, but they'll be like, those fries were so good. I don't know why they were so good. I don't know. It's just an idea. I mean, if you give enough people the munchies, somebody's going to show up at Burger King, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anything, you want somebody who's like getting people high on their way into Burger King, and then that's going to really spike the sales. If they're high at Burger King with money to spend, I think that really when you send them home or away from Burger King and they're high, then God knows what's going to happen.
I got it. So you have 2 guys out front.
Yeah.
And they're both smoking what looks like to be a regular cigarette because you're going to disguise these.
Mm-hmm.
And they puff the smoke in the people's faces as they're walking in the doors.
Or contact the menu high, where you talk into it, it has a little thing that opens up and it sprays marijuana smoke into your car.
Smoke in your face. Oh, my God.
I'm sure that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. All right. Well, whenever Nasty Boy gets out, then we got a lot to talk to him about how to maybe the King is going to have him in for a meeting. He'll be on the small council, Danny.
I hope so. I hope he gets a boost.
Okay. This is some movie news that Amy Weber sent our way. I believe a long while ago we talked about this. But James Cameron has been giving a lot of interviews lately as he is getting ready for the sequel to Avatar, which I think is incredibly overrated, but that's a story for another time. But James Cameron has come out against the Mythbusters, who recently did an experiment to see if Jack and Rose could have stayed on the door as they are floating in the water after the crash of the Titanic. A lot of people, myself included, have said for a long time that Jack Dawson needlessly died at the end of Titanic. And we ended up seeing that the Mythbusters proved this by floating on a similar wood door recently. James Cameron has come out and said, this is fake news, Danny.
Oh, well, he was there. He was part of that episode, by the way. Yes. He consulted on that episode when they did it. And he points out that the work required to keep the door floating would have probably killed Jack anyway. To swim under and secure the life vest on the board probably would have meant his death because the water was so cold.
I think it's hilarious that James Cameron is like, no, that's it could not. He could not have survived. Everybody knows it's a fictional story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everyone knows that as a fictional story, the person in charge of the story is actually the one who gets to come up with all the facts.
Guys, so, this is a true story.
And by the way, Rob, you think that Avatar is overrated?
Yeah.
I think Titanic is overrated
on
a Titanic
Danny,
scale.
No.
Titanic is Rachel's favorite movie, and I've never seen Titanic in its entirety.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it's like three
Dude,
hours
let
long,
that
isn't
boat
it?
Sink.
Yeah.
I think it took, like, the boat, like, what, 20 minutes to sink, but it took the movie forever?
What about the Rick and Morty episode where they go to the Titanic, the recreation of the Titanic sinking because Jerry's such a huge Titanic the movie fan?
Yeah. That's probably who Rob is. Rob would probably go to that park.
Yeah, I like it. I like Titanic.
You like the movie Titanic?
Yeah, that's an important movie.
Why do you like it? What's so important about
it? It's epic.
Leonardo
DiCaprio?
It's an epic.
You walk in the you walk in the room and they're anywhere near that iceberg. I mean, you try to walk out of the room at any point after that they hit that iceberg. I mean, you're glued to the TV for a good 90 minutes after that.
The other thing is that nobody is more aggressive when conversing with others than James Cameron. It seems like whenever he's doing an interview, he's on the attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's always having to defend everything he does, whether it's going to the bottom of the Mariana Trench or Avatar or Titanic or any of his movies. He always seems full of rage.
He's angry, James Cameron.
He's angry, James Cameron. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, when you are that successful and you feel like everyone should respect you and nobody still does, that's infuriating.
There's going to be some new Avatar attractions coming to Disney as well. Tyson, are you planning a family trip to do the Avatar experience?
No, but Rachel's always planning a family trip to Disney, so that might just be included.
What would you go to, Orlando or to Anaheim?
Anaheim.
Yeah.
It's cheaper and it's closer and it's the OG. Right?
Yeah, it's the OG, but I think a lot of people swear by Orlando. Hmm.
But then you have to go to Florida.
They need the Mythbusters to explore, which is better.
Well, they're done. Mythbusters have disbanded.
They're done?
Yeah, there's no more myths to be busted, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the underlings of the show have their own show or their own web series or something.
It's on Netflix or one of those Prime.
Yeah,
Hulu
you would think
things.
So. In the fake news, actual craptual era, you would think that the Mythbusters are more important than ever, but I guess that's where we come in.
Yeah, we're the new Mythbusters, I guess.
The new Mythbusters. Okay. One other story to discuss. Last week, we talked about the jade eggs that Gwyneth Paltrow was selling on her website, which really were being sold as a way to market increased sexual health to women and their reproductive organs. Another story was sent to us by Mira about a new company called Chakrubs, which is the first company to come out with crystal sex toys for women, where the crystals aid in learning to quiet the mind in order to feel subtle energies, develop emotional intelligence, strengthen self-awareness, and accepting every aspect of who you are, Tyson.
Yeah. Huh. So it's basically the same thing as the jade egg.
The jade egg, but it's in a different shape.
Definitely a different shape.
Yes.
More phallus-like.
Yes. Where the jade egg, I don't believe, was a device designed to bring sexual pleasure, the crystal sex toy seemingly is. Where I think that the jade egg was designed as more of like an exercise device. This is more involved with intimate moment.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you guys are pretty well versed in the power of crystals.
Yeah, we did get an education on it at one point.
You guys had a guest on your earlier show that educated you on what seemed like a regular basis on the power and healing properties of crystals.
Yeah, yes. But we found out that they didn't really benefit.
Whatever benefit they supposedly provided.
There was a larger negative.
Well, the thing is, none of those crystals were being inserted. Maybe you need intimate physical contact.
Who knows? Don't be presumptive, Danny.
Oh, we might not have been inserting them properly.
Yes. I'm just saying, like, when Superman builds that big ice whatever, he had to insert that crystal.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to put those things in there.
Yeah, he had to put it in there to get the full power of the crystal. So I'm just wondering if we can learn from Superman, and this is what they're doing. They're like, you got to put the crystal inside the crystal receptacle.
Okay.
Just a theory. I'm not a crystal expert. I know you guys know somebody who is, and you could call him, and we can maybe get some more details.
So you're saying, so wait.
A crystal correspondent.
So the chakrubs, which of course gets its name from the word chakra, they made the handmade sexual devices from precious minerals like rose quartz and pure amethyst, which each provide their own respective healing properties, Tyson.
Yeah, I mean, if crystals were that powerful, I feel like we wouldn't need modern medicine.
Yeah.
No?
Tyson, the secret of crystals has been suppressed by the medical industry. I think this is also well documented that the medical lobby, they have been suppressing the truth about crystals for a long time now. Because there's not, crystals, I could go out to a parking lot and pick up some quartz and just insert it and feel a lot better, and that costs me nothing. And so I think that there's a lot of people out there who want to suppress this information.
Yeah.
So you're saying that people can go find their own wild quartzes instead of purchasing quartzes.
Well, these are very smooth. The stuff you find out in the wild could have some jagged edges to it, Tyson.
You're going
to
want to buy a rock tumbler.
So you are going to have to spend some money. You just have to decide
which is
going to be.
Is Rock Tumblr where you go to see pictures of these?
Yeah, Rock Tumblr. Oh my God. If you don't have a Tumblr account right now, name it Rock Tumblr.
Somebody needs to acquire that URL right now. One of you two. I don't want to deal with all that technology.
All that noise.
Yeah, get yourself a Rock Tumblr. Just spend some time in the mountains, which is good for you anyway. And then smooth out some crystals and plug those in.
It also depends on what mountains you're spending time in, because there's definitely mountains that are bad for your health.
Mm. Oh, for sure.
Sure. Also, that the beauty of these crystal, pleasuring devices are also...
As you call them.
Yes. As they discuss that these are attractive pieces that you can just leave out, and people may not necessarily know what it is, that these are a beautiful accent piece in any home, Tyson.
Here's the thing, Rob. If you've got a dildo-shaped thing in your house, whether or not that's what it's used for, I'm going there.
Wait, hold on. You mean you're coming to my house?
No, I'm not going to your house, but in my mind, I'm like, that's a dildo. They jam that up there where hoo-ha, and now it's sitting on their kitchen table. Like, there's perfume bottles that are shaped like a dildo, and that's the
so
first
you
thing
see
you...
any cylinder, yeah. Tyson.
Tyson is always
in your
doing
head.
A passive dildo scan.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, have you ever seen the Predator, the vision from the Predator where he can sense heat? Like, yeah. I'm like that, except for it's just like phallus shaped items. It's like blurp, blurp, blurp percentage of insertion 92%.
92%.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. But so, if you cover those objects in mud, just like in Predator, it's harder to scan them.
Right. So you come to my house.
Okay.
I've got a toothbrush travel holder.
Oh, yeah.
That's where your mind is racing.
I have a toothbrush travel holder, too, and they're... Yeah, it's a little bit phallic-shaped, but it's not like these.
Okay, not like these. Yeah. These. What is it about these? Is it the girth? Is it the cylindrical shape?
It's the girth.
Yeah.
They go from they're like a more egg shaped where it's like, okay, that's the point of entry, and then this is the pleasure zone.
Yeah.
The other danger is if you have kids that and you leave that out, it's gonna end up in a kid's mouth.
Oh,
it's true. It's just true. I mean, you can't leave your crystal.
What are you teaching your kids, Danny?
Yeah.
You can't leave your crystal healing crystals out because kids will put that right in their mouth. Yeah. I mean, I'd say that for the Nordstrom Rock as well. Your kids are going to be licking that. Nice I'd say pepper. That for most things. My kids tend to, well, in certain stages of their life, they do like to just pick things up and put them in their mouth. So. Yeah. If it's that attractive, rose quartz, yeah, that's going in the mouth.
Okay. Yes. How much do you think these cost?
It doesn't matter with all those healing properties. I think.
Yeah, it's like you'll pay any price.
Yeah.
You know, this is the secret doctors don't want you to know.
What do you think?
I'm saying like $80.
$80?
$150.
Yeah, split the difference. The ones that I'm looking at look like they are about $115.
Okay, oh, and do they come in different sizes?
Yeah, I think that it's a one size fits all.
That's not necessarily true. You're going to have to go up a size after a while.
I think you just use as much as you need, I think, is the idea here.
Okay.
Is it possible to use too much crystal? Not crystal meth, but I mean, can you have too much crystal inside you?
Could you be too powerful?
Too powerful. Will you get sick, nauseous?
I've seen people lose their minds around crystals.
Yeah. I think it can cause insanity.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the potential issues.
So they should put a warning, when it comes to these crystal objects saying, use wisely, don't overconsume.
Yeah, the Surgeon General has not yet released a statement on this, but we are anxiously awaiting them to discuss chakrubs and jade eggs as well.
They're about 80 years into their study, and they just want to make sure it's 100% factual before they release any data.
That's right. All right, Danny, what's going on in the bolt hole?
I've got a very important piece of news.
Bolt hole. Okay.
Is that it? Was that our song right there?
That was it today.
That's the short version. Got to get through. You know, guys, sometimes, Tyson, this might apply to you.
Probably.
Sometimes
does.
You're out there, you're feeling a little empty inside.
That's me.
Just, you don't know where
you're going
you
back
fit
to the
anymore.
Chakrubs here?
Yeah, you're not young. You're not old. Your clothes maybe don't fit your lifestyle anymore or your mental, capabilities or whatever, mental age. So who do you turn to? You turn to your wife. But she's going to make fun of you, right? You could turn to your friends, but your friends are going to mock you. Who then can you turn to for that support when you're feeling down and you need help? Well, guys, I want to tell you, there's a robot out there for you. The Japanese have developed a robot that will listen to your concerns and help give you the advice you need to navigate this difficult life. Tyson?
Yeah.
This robot is for you.
Yeah. So it's a therapist bot, Danny?
It's a Therabot.
Therabot.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Okay.
No. They call it the, let's see what they call this bot. Now, they're using this robot to dish out love, like when you've lost love.
Like the Scarlett Johansson bot.
Well, this is for the people who get the Scarlett Johansson bot.
Oh, my God. Did you guys know they're making a new ScarJo robot movie?
Yeah, I wonder if it was inspired by the Hong Kong ScarJo bot.
Me and Danny went to the movies last night, and one of the previews was a ScarJo robot. Oh,
Ghost in the Machine is the movie.
Wow.
So this robot can show sympathy for your loss of the ScarJo bot when the battery dies, and it can add comments and give you encouragement.
Okay.
So... like Tyson right now. I know it's right now they deal with mostly girlfriends, which in Japan, from what I hear, there's not a lot of relationships going on. But Tyson, you've had a relationship with your pants. Yep. You had to give them up. It was time for you to move on. Mm-hmm. It wasn't your pants. It was you. And you needed to call someone and talk about it. this robot is for you. I don't know if it only responds in Japanese, but...
Does it work?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask the people who have used it.
Mm.
They say that it's getting there. It's one of those things that's it's a work in progress, but they think that it'll be up and running soon. So,
is it okay. An app, or I have to be physically having the robot here?
It's not. I don't think it's a physical robot. I think it's like an AI that you call.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's more than just your average chat bot that just gives you like a short answer. They're trying to make it give you the sense that you're actually talking to somebody.
And this isn't one of those like phishing scams where I like call up the app and I like tell it like my deepest, darkest secrets. And then it's like ransomware where it's going to like, if I don't pay all my Bitcoin, then it's going to like broadcast that up on YouTube.
Yeah. If you call up this robot, this Therabot, and it says to you, oh, I'm so sorry. You know what might make you feel better? If you were to tell me the name of your favorite pet, then I think that line of questioning should raise flags.
Okay, so then that's when they're trying to get your password. But I'm worried if I like tell it like an embarrassing story.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then it blackmails me.
Yeah, you got to be careful. This is a whole new area. You've actually raised some great questions about these Therabots.
2017, Danny. That's like we've got to ask these questions about everything.
We do. I mean, you're right. What are you going to tell them? Like, what have you done with your crystal phallus? And will that robot be telling other people about your love of crystal?
Is this a product of the machine? Like, is Google like, we don't have enough information on everybody. What we need to do is get into their emotions a little bit more, because we have all of their contact info, their bank records.
Yeah.
We have access to all that stuff, but what are they feeling?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's going on inside?
Yeah, exactly.
If they could get some sensors in those crystals, they would have a better sense of what's going on inside.
Uh-huh. Mm. Well, with the robot therapy bots and the sensory crystals, I feel like this is it. They know everything about us. We will live forever through Google.
Okay, well, that'll be really, I guess, a good thing? I don't know. Better or worse than the salt mine? Or that, Danny, you don't think that the aliens will have us working in the crystal mines, do you?
I mean, the power of crystals are undeniable. When the aliens show up, right, and they descend.
They need those crystals to power their ship.
Some people are going to be working in crystal mines.
Dude, what if they come to the Earth just to take crystals? There's some people who are going to just be targets for the alien invasion because they have so many crystals in their homes.
Right.
So they'll be the first ones targeted?
Yeah, like what if the alien ship comes down and they have some kind of gravity device that just rips the crystals from wherever they are, and if you've got one of these crystals inserted, it's just going to be torn through your torso up to the ship. Could be dangerous.
Torn all the way through your body.
Yeah, wouldn't it just go out the...
Exit through your head, out through your mouth hole? You think
If you're laying down, I'm thinking it's coming out your hip, but if you're standing, it probably comes out your mouth hole.
Wouldn't just go out the way it came in?
No, because they're just pulling it all up.
Yeah, it's like a magnet pulling it straight upwards. It's not going to be like bloop, bloop, bloop and make a U-turn down below you.
Is there a north and south pole to a crystal?
They don't have that technology yet.
Wow.
To pull it down and up. You got to just go straight up.
Plus, why would they care? You're just some big fleshy chunk of grossness.
Animal. A wild
animal.
Savage.
They don't care. They just need those crystals to power their ships.
Yeah, get away from our crystals. Wow.
So anyway, Tyson, I don't know if this will help you with your transition to manhood, but you might call them and get some good advice from this robot.
What if they suggest I invest in crystal?
Then I would be wary.
Okay.
I would be very wary.
Because the aliens, when they come for the crystals.
Actually, Tyson, if you did a combination of crystals, maybe you should get some crystals just to feel good and then call the robot. I mean, that'll probably solve all your problems.
They'll be like, you didn't need to call us. I feel like you have crystals around your neck.
Yeah, what is the first question the robot asks is, are you currently in do you have a crystal in you?
Yeah.
Good way to start.
One. Yeah.
All
right. Danny, anything else in the bolt hole?
No, that one seemed relevant to Tyson in his current situation. And I hope it brought some comfort or will.
Yes. Yes, of course. Tyson, do we have any reviews for this week?
Yeah, we do have some reviews.
Okay, of course, you can leave us reviews on our iTunes page at newsaf.news. And, of course, you can join us here live every week on the show, live.newsaf.news on Tuesday afternoons on the East Coast. That's 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, or 10 Mountain time for Broncos fans in Utah.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. You ready?
Ready. Yep.
We did it, guys. 5 stars by Table Biscuit.
Oh, great name.
Yes, that's right. This podcast is the greatest piece of entertainment since the one movie where Sinbad played that genie. You remember that one. Tyson, Rob, and his bolt holiness, Danny, make my boring morning commute across boring L.A. into an adventurous journey filled with exciting tales of perilous maple syrup heists, spooky galactic salt mines, and most terrifying of all, San Diego Charger tramp stamps. If I may offer one humble suggestion, celebrity guests, my great aunt is married to Patrick Duffy if you guys need help.
Wouldn't that be great if we had Patrick Duffy here talking about, all right, Patrick Duffy. So there's a new women's health sexual aid made of crystals.
I got to Google Patrick Duffy because I don't know who he is.
Sometimes our reviews are so good. That was a great review.
Yeah,
Patrick Duffy. He doesn't even come up when you type in Patrick Duffy.
Yeah, I mean, but Step by Step, Dallas.
Yeah, I got to look what see what he looks like, though.
Yeah.
He lived before Google, so he's not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's who was he the handsome dude on Dallas or no?
Yeah, he was like, I think, one of the young hot guys on Dallas. And then he was
I recognize him.
Step by Step, I think, is probably what most people younger people will know him from.
Can you sing the Step by Step theme song, Rob?
I know it goes Step by Step, Day by Day, something, something in every way. I think they were at like a amusement park in the credits.
Cool. Okay, here's what we, cool, did you, cool,
the dismissive what else, cool,
what else we got going on?
I think that's it, Tyson. I think it's back to your adult life after this.
Oh, geez, the whole boring week. I'm going to Hawaii next week, so I'll be reporting from there.
Yes. Do you think that you might get your groove back like Stella did?
My goodness. I hope so.
Yeah.
You think that I need to get my groove back and start wearing drop crotches again? I feel like no.
Well, maybe move on from the
Patrick
drop crotch.
We need Duffy on here.
To make you feel like a younger man. Yeah.
You guys get us in touch with Patrick Duffy. Table Biscuit. If you get us in touch with Patrick Duffy, we'll have him on the show. Is that right, Rob?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
We'll have Patrick Duffy go up
Patrick
to Rob's
Duffy
house.
I'm pretty sure if he ends up on the show, he'll be firing his agent.
Really? Because what has Patrick Duffy done in the last 20 years, Danny?
Well, according to him, Dallas was just yesterday, so he's still high off of that.
Okay. Patrick Duffy, what do you think of Nasty Boy and the extra crispy fries at Burger King? What do you make of this? You've seen a lot go down in your day.
So
we're on
table
the
biscuit.
Set of Dallas.
Table Biscuit.
We used to do blow off of...
Table Biscuit, you get us Patrick Duffy's phone number and let him know we're going to call him next time. And we'll just call him during the show and patch him through. Can we do that, Rob? Do we have the technology to patch
him
through?
Yeah, we can call him on the phone. We can call him on the phone as well.
Because he's not going to know how to do Google Hangouts.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. Probably for the best. Yeah, I think that I'm very open to a celebrity segment where we can call people on the phone and patch them in.
We already have 3 celebrities on the show.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you need a fourth, if it's not exciting enough for you that we have 3 TV superstars.
Yeah.
I'd like to get more relevant celebrities.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
like
I'd like to get
Ken
more
Bone.
Relevant.
Yeah.
Why don't you just become
like
more
a Ken
relevant?
Bone.
Well, you more relevant than Patrick Duffy?
Patrick
or more
Duffy
relevant
and Ken
than
Bone
us?
Are pretty on parallel footing, I think.
I mean,
point.
In the moment, you know, those people who are having their moment, those are the, I mean, they're the hardest people to get a hold of, but the best.
Although, Tyson, your cowboy hat may go a long way with Patrick Duffy. He may come off as like a Dallas super fan.
Yeah, he's going to like that.
Or he'll think you're making fun of him if he's insecure.
He's going to be on the phone. He's not going to be able to see it anyway.
Yeah, okay. We'll have to describe everything to him.
All right. Hashtag Duffy AF for the rebranding.
Yep. Just kind of get the ball rolling.
Yeah, get the ball rolling. Like, tell him, like, hey, they got the hashtag Duffy AF.
Yeah.
What's a hashtag?
Yeah, that's a trending topic. Then Patrick Duffy's like, oh, my goodness. What? His agent calls and is like, now's the time to strike.
Yeah. Patrick Duffy is on Twitter. That he is at the real P. Duffy.
Oh, opposed to all the
fake ones. He is verified.
How many followers does he have?
That he has 51,000. He has actually identically pretty close, like within 100 followers of myself. So we are on equal Twitter footing.
How come you guys have way more followers than me and Danny combined?
Well, I don't tweet, so that's my problem.
Yes. And also, News AF listener, Christine Radis, she follows both of us.
Both you and Patrick Duffy.
Yeah. So one of only, 13 mutual followers.
So you're 1 degree from Patrick Duffy.
Yeah. Well, I guess either way, between T-Biscuit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or Christine Radis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a big tweeter, though, P. Duffy.
Yeah, I can't imagine, because it's kind of a pain when you have those flip phones to have to send it to a phone number, and then it posts the tweet for you.
Yeah. So, we'll see. He's mostly just announcing stuff that he has, where he's going. He's got a new novel coming out on Amazon.
Oh, wow.
Man from Atlantis, a novel by Patrick Duffy.
Oh, from the Atlantis, the hotel in the Bahamas.
Sounds sensual.
Yeah. So, okay. So we'll see. We'll see if we have any updates on that. I'm going to follow just to, so that if he checks it out, like, oh, who's this guy?
And then he sees that you're following him. He's like, oh, he's a fan. Of course. Why wouldn't I go on the podcast of a fan?
Yeah. So we'll see.
I'm not going to follow him.
51,234 followers for Patrick Duffy. I'm 51,234.
And how many is he? 51?
So I'm number 51,234 for Patrick Duffy.
Okay. Yes. Who has more followers, you or him?
I do, but it's close.
Yes.
Neck and neck. He could blow past me once we have him on the show and expose him to this audience.
Yeah, I think he's going to feel so rejuvenated, he'll probably start wearing drop crotch pants.
Yeah, probably. All right, very fun News AF today. Hope everybody, picks up an extra bag of Tostitos, is extra safe during their Super Bowl party. Of course, big thanks to News AF intern Lita for her outstanding work. And, of course, to Scott St. Pierre, who edits the News AF podcast. You guys, most of you could not hear us without his effort. So thanks again to Scott. You can follow Danny on Twitter. He's at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. And Tyson, are you going to be in Hawaii next week?
Yeah, I leave Monday, so I'll be ready to do regular time Tuesday.
Okay,
perfect.
Sounds good.
So yeah, I'll be up extra early, but I want to get it done early so I have my full day to enjoy vacation.
Get her done.
Get her done.
Yeah.
Oh man, funny. I love that guy.
That's right. All right, I'm at Rob Cesternino, and looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say again. Next week, you can send us your stories. Go to our Group AF group on Facebook to submit your stories, or you can always email them in tips@newsaf.news. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
You did it, guys.